we're all sitting around, pretty well fixed, they say. You know, it's not so easy to die these days. But dying's always been nature's way. And if you go and try and change it, somebody's gonna have to pay. What'll happen in about 50 years disagrees with that guy. He said something about being born to die. By then it's gonna be impossible. You're gonna live till 125. Well, I hope you don't get bored. Everybody living, no one dying. Everybody scheming, no one crying.
Well, I don't want no part of it. No, I don't want no part of it.
Somebody's gonna count up one day and say, this year too few died. He'll put a cross next to your number, sorry, no child. You're gonna up and you're gonna vote and you're gonna say, I ain't gonna pay to keep that old man alive. Then'll come the time when there'll be enough of you to go ahead and push your vote on through. You'd rather have a child who'll live a little less than no children, just 100-year-old pets. But how you gonna do it? You just gonna pass a writ? Kill him when he's inadequate, or isn't that etiquette?
Well, I don't want no part of it. No, I don't want no part of it.
You get the folk singers singing about war and all the poverty, but they're not so poor. They're talking about death and singing about destruction, but don't they see that that's how it's gotta be? Nature solves it in her kindest way, but we're the individuals who chose this the hardest way. And it's you, the individuals, who just don't see that there's never gonna be a remedy. And that's the reason why I just can't see why I should have to witness what's gotta be.
Well, I don't want no part of it. No, I don't want no part of it. Well, I don't want.